But more important, I think, even than a glimpse of the future, is to have a true look at yourself today. Who and what you are here and now. This is more important than a look at the past or a look at the future. Even though we in ACT know that the past, present, and future are all one, they are a continuum. The past still exists now. The future, of course, is here and now. And as is the present, they're all mixed back and forth, in and out, back and forth. But of course, in our way of thinking, with a logical mind, it's a linear way of thinking. We separate the continuum of life into three separate parts, past, present, and future. And we have built walls between them. And in building these walls, we sometimes limit ourselves to the potential that can occur through the gifts of the Holy Spirit. So sometime in contemplation or in prayer, maybe a spiritual exercise to try is in your mind's eye, just see a room with three distinct parts. It's sort of a semicircular room, and you are at the point of the room, and the room curves out like so. Three parts, and you can look into each one, past, present, and future. But there is a wall separating the three parts. Dissolve those two walls between those three parts and see what happens. And just do that a few nights and then just go to sleep. Say, I've dissolved the walls that try to break life into parts. Because from the higher state of consciousness, you realize that life is not divided into parts. Life is all one. Life is love. God is love. And soul exists because God loves it. And if you can get this view, this overview, that everything is a wholeness, that everything is right and in its proper place at this time, then you will have gained spiritually. You will have a viewpoint on life that I would say is different from that of maybe 99% of the people.